Hi, I'm Michelle, and I brought notes. For those of you that don't know me, when I was a freshman in high school, I found myself in need of a home. And the Bradfutes took me in, and they didn't just let me live with them. They embraced me as part of their family, and their extended family embraced me as part of their family, and the church embraced me as part of their family. And over time, our love grew, and I called them Mom. And Papa, and they just, and they introduced me as their daughter. And it's been a privilege. From them, I learned to love, and I learned to be loved. And I learned about Jesus. And I learned about Jesus' unconditional love for me. And I was baptized in Christ. And I saw through the years that same love that Jesus has for me mirrored in Mom and Papa's love for me. And I have hundreds of stories that I won't tell you that I'll always treasure. But I'm going to share a couple. And I just picked these two stories because they just demonstrate how Papa found humor in life and always brought me back to Christ and brought me before the cross when things were hard. Let's see. One of those stories is when Mom and Papa dropped me off at ACU. And they took me shopping and they helped me get my dorm room ready. And we said a long, emotional goodbye. And I was scared. I didn't know anybody at ACU, and I didn't know anybody who'd gone to college. I was so afraid. But they left the room. They went to their car. I sat in the dorm room for a few minutes, and then I panicked. And I left my room, and I went outside running, screaming, crying, "Don't leave me!" And, you know, kids that later came to know me, I would tell that story because I made quite a scene. But Papa just chuckled, and he took me back to the dorm room, and he and Mom walked me up there, and he prayed with me. And he reminded me that I could do anything through Christ. But he chuckled a lot. I think I made him chuckle a lot. So another story is they handed down a red Chevette to me for me to use while I was in college. And he and Mom met me halfway between Abilene and Beeville. And they were really nervous about me driving to Abilene by myself. So Papa had us hold hands and prayed for a safe trip, you know, an emotional goodbye. And they looked, you know, really proud of me, and I got in the car and you know, waved goodbye, and it was just, they sat there holding hands, watching me go, and I waved, and I proceeded to drive forward into a tree stump. But Papa just chuckled. So I have so many stories that end with Papa chuckling. And I'm going to miss that chuckle. And I'm going to miss him telling me that I'm sure proud of you, sweetheart. And I'm proud of your sweet family. So I'm overwhelmed and I'm blessed to be called his daughter for the last 33 years. Don't do the math.